So the Makoros you learned about were a little bit about bringing Kedusha into your life. I want to continue that in a little bit of a different way. And I want to discuss like a meta topic, something large, something big that I think is a hashkafa, that when you enter into why you having this hashkafa will really help you manage and balance your day and just have a framework of how to think about it. You know, hashkafa is an outlook, right? Your shkafai and glass is hashkafa. Gives you an outlook. I'm not here to try to help you how to make decisions on a day-to-day moment when you have questions. Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? I'm not here to discuss details. And those are all important, how to manage the details. But I want to give you an outlook, a way of approaching YU that I think will help you balance your mind and make it a very positive growth and filled, impactful experience. And that is to broaden your Avodas Hashem. To broaden your Avodas Hashem. So people who had an intensive learning experience before coming to YU, where their Avodas Hashem was focused mainly on learning Torah. That's what I did. The whole goal was to learn Torah. First Seder, second Seder, night Seder, and then just to relax a little bit so we don't burn out. That was the focus. And Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, I'm not here to challenge that Ikar of life. The Torah learning is supreme and should drive us to be one of the pillars of our Avodas Hashem. But I think what happens sometimes is people, they confuse Torah learning or certain spiritual experiences as really the main part of their, you know, service of Hashem, the reason why we're in this world. It's like those spiritual experiences. And then everything else becomes like, you know, I don't know, like distractions or just bitty-headed things I have to do and get through. I think it's a huge mistake. It creates a lot of conflict in life. Okay? So I want to broaden. I'm going to take learning Torah as the quintessential spiritual experience. But it could be other things for different people. People in different ways feel like this is their spiritual charge. But we know there's so much more that happens in life. And so I want to give you a ma'arechet, thinking about that, a framework, right, to thinking about those things. So let's jump in. I wrote at the top of the page, hopefully you all have it in front of you, it says goals. First, number one, is broaden our definition of Avodas Hashem, number one. Number two, the value of each mitzvah, which is part of broadening our Avodas Hashem. And number three, understanding what it means, Divrei Rishos. What does it mean to Divrei Rishos? Something's not a mitzvah, it's not a veira, it's Divrei Rishos. How do we think about that? What does that mean to us? Okay, so the very first makor that I want to bring is an important Yesodostik Mitziv on the Chumash in Parsha Shlach. We all say it every single day. We say it in Shema, blend it in the Torah. You should be familiar with that pasuk, right? A person shouldn't stray after levavchem ve'neichem, after your heart, after your eyes, right? And whatever that means, is that referring to apikosis, referring to avodah zara, referring to different negative influences and forces in this world? You shouldn't stray after that. So the Netziv picks up on something strange. The word lo sasuru is a funny language for the Torah to use, right? We're more used to the Torah saying that you shouldn't teilech or holech, you shouldn't go after, right, these other directions. Don't go after avodah zara, don't go after, you know, your heart's desires. What's sasuru? What is that doing here? We'll describe that a little bit more. But he picks up on the language. Netziv is so beautiful when he picks up on languages. And he quotes a Medrash, and the Medrash is Mamash Apella. So what does the Medrash say? Beginning that source. I'll start up from the second line, three words into the second line. V'tanya, this is right. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lama ne'emar v'lo sasur acharei levavchem? Why does the Torah say lo sasur acharei levavchem? So I already gave you a part of the question. It's like, what's he bothered by? What do you mean, why does the Torah? The Torah says, don't follow, you know, about a zara. Don't follow, what do you mean? What's so unusual about it? So, as an Netziv, we'll tell you later on, it's bothered by the language lo sasur. What does latur mean? We should be familiar with it from a different place. And look into the answer. Lefi shahava mina, because the Shlomo Melech teaches us in Koheles. Simach bachur b'yaldusecha, a person, a young lad, right, should enjoy in his days of youth. V'seifa dekra, and the end of the pasuk, v'halach v'larchi libecha, and he should follow the ways of his heart. That's what the pasuk says, Koheles says. So, frak the Rabbi Yishmael, v'derech yashar, or v'derech shadiritza. Does that mean in yashrus, sidkus, it should follow righteousness, or whatever you want, his heart desires? Follow your heart's desire, right? That's the phrase, follow your heart's desire. V'halach v'darchi libecha. Talmud lomar, says Rabbi Yishmael, v'losa surach alev, avchem, go follow your heart. Pele. V'amaymar zeb pele. what on earth is Rabbi Yishmael talking about? First of all, what does this have to do with lo sasur? What does this have to do with lo sasur? Second, what's his question? Havamina? There's a hava, I'm sorry, you're giving me one second. There's a havamina, a person should just go after whatever his desires. Really? Rabbi Yishmael thought, Shmoma Melech men, do whatever you want, have a good time, follow your heart, wherever your heart leads you. Baruch Hashem, go for it. And I need Velosa Suru to come and tell me, no, it can't be. Funny. It's funny. So it's a pellet. Yeah. Did you have a question or comment? No. Are you sure? I'm happy to.
Just say holy.
Right. Just say holy. Says in something so important. You sowed for life. His mamish is so important. The Gemara Shabbos teaches us that that pasuk in Koheles is not talking about, you know, become a beach bum. It's not talking about you should live your life in the bars because that's what you want to do, so gzuntehe, go for it. It is not. The Gemara Shabbos explains that the entire pasuk is talking about avodas Hashem. It's talking about learning Torah. It's talking about doing mitzvos, ma'asim tovim, different aspects of avodas Hashem. That's what it's talking about. Right? Because there's no havamina otherwise that we're talking about just going and having a good time. That's Gemara Shabbos teaching us. So says Rabbi Yishmael the following question. This is what Rabbi Yishmael was bothered by. He said, okay, so I have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to serve Hashem. How do I do that? Do I have to sit and learn Torah all day? Do I do a certain mitzvot? What if I find a certain draw to a certain thing that I think is spiritual? I like to wander off in the woods and just kind of sit there and contemplate life. That's what I like to do all day long. That's very spiritual for me. What about that? Now that's more a legitimate question. Okay, here, yeah, I don't know, maybe. So that's what Rabbi Yishmael was asking. I'll try to guide you to the place, like smack in the middle, because you can't read everything, smack in the middle of the paragraph, there's a period, and it says, the beginning of the line starts, Misamcha v'tovle. That's the beginning of the line, halfway down, and then if you go into that line, in the middle of the line it says, L'fish ein hiluch avodas Hashem b'tmidus. I hope you found it, not just listen. People have different derachim in their avodas Hashem. Not everyone is the same, says Nitziv. Some people feel a particular draw to one thing and other people to others. One person is a kolel guy. He sits and learns Torah 24 hours a day. That's his life. Some people feel really connected to Davin. And some people feel really, you know, tzarchi tzibor. They want to help people. And everyone's the shame shemayim. They're doing it for the right reasons. This is where they feel drawn to. Even within Torah, there's some people are bikkias people, some people are bein people, right? We sometimes get caught up and think there's like a way, there's a template. Everyone should be fitting into this template. If you fall off the template, so like, you know, okay, we'll work with you, we'll do the best we can. No, says Nitziv. Right? Everybody's a little bit different. Even with the learning, there are differences. And not everyone's into the learning as much. And so you have to do everything. But people can have a certain draw. They can put their emphasis into certain areas. The Gemara Shabbos goes through a whole list where they talk about different Amoraim that had like specific things that they feel they did really, really well. They were very careful about certain mitzvos. One of the Amoraim, Kokulo Shabbos. Shabbos was like his mitzvah. Marbe mitzvah tzitzis. And another was tzitzis. Like they found different halakim that they connected to deeply. Okay? So therefore, says the Nitziv, let's get down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 lines up from the bottom. Also in the middle of the line, it says the im next to a period. Vim ba'adam lishol eze derech yishar shiyavor lolo b'derech limudo b'mash liyazar tfei. So if someone asks, what path should I choose? Right? What should I be most careful in? So that's what Koheles was saying. A person should follow his heart. His heart's going to lead him in the right direction. If you're drawn to a certain chelik in Torah. Okay? It's your mazal. It's your neshama that's feeling connected to a certain avodas Hashem. To chesed. To tefillah. To Torah. To tzitzis. To Shabbos. All these different things. People make their life out of shatness. You know, we have a guy, like, his whole life is about shatness, stopping people from shatness. That became his drive, right? His yud in life. This is Nishama calling out to him. So says the Nitziv, that was what bothered Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael knew, it's a vote of Hashem. I follow my heart and vote of Hashem. But let's say it starts taking me astray, like when my heart's leading me. Like, where's the boundaries? Lo sasuru achareilavavken. That's the chat. What is sasuru? Anyone know what the shorish of sasuru is? Yeah. Yeah, what? Which means? Huh? Oh, no, not Mozart. I thought you were going to close. But not that. But you're right in the shorish, yeah.
To search out.
It comes from like the Meraglim. Latur is the artist. They were searching out. Latur means to find something new, right? Is to discover. Says in it, if that's the parameters. You're not supposed to find some kind of wild new thing. That's not within Chazal. That's not within the parameters of Torah. Within Torah, there are lots of stripes. And you can find your voice and you can find your place. Don't start, you know, creating some new thing that no one ever heard of and say, this is Avodas Hashem on L'shei Shemayim. So the Nitziv, that's not okay. The Nitziv feels that's out of bounds. Out of bounds. But within the Ma'arechet of Torah itself, the idea that some people feel drawn to Torah and other few people feel drawn to Milas Chesed, that's okay. That's Yiras Hashem speaking. It doesn't mean you neglect the other aspects of Torah. But it does mean what I'm trying to highlight is that Avodas Hashem is something that's very shalem. It's a big picture. There's got to be Torah in it, but there's got to be other things. You need to appreciate all the other pieces of it, especially when you're in a non-full day learning environment. So I have to learn to appreciate other aspects of Avodas Hashem and not always view it as a challenge to my life. Like I thought I was supposed to be learning now. I'm not learning. It must be I'm like, I'm doing the wrong thing. And the answer is Nishta Zay. It's not true. Okay? Questions before we got to go on? Oh, now we're going to finish. Yes?
It doesn't sound like searching out the limit.
I'm sorry?
I don't think parameters is something saying searching out is not limiting. It's just saying going out. So I can literally go from what you say, Kabbalah to Rodazara to something even greater and searching out. So yeah, it doesn't mean I'm limiting to the things that I have. It just means to search out. I just didn't get the.
What the Nitziv was saying, and I'm sorry I didn't read it all inside, which didn't have time, but what the Nitziv is saying is that you're allowed to write halak b'darchi lebecha. You're allowed to kind of find your niche. But find that niche means within the prescribed corpus of Torah, meaning Torah, halakha, mitzvos, right? Not to go outside of that and just say because I'm l'shem shemayim. So a person can worship the Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's true or not.
How can you search out if you're only given this? Yes,
right? You're right. You have guidelines, and
right.
It has to fit within the guidelines.
You're not searching out. You're not finding yourself. You're not going somewhere else. You're going into Torah. You're not searching out. Maybe the better word is searching in.
Searching in. You don't like the word out. Okay, I'm okay with that. Searching in. I like that. But the idea is you're not trying to discover, right? Not trying to discover something out of. And that's what he's saying in the message of Rosh Hashanah. So my first point about broadening our definition of Avodas Hashem is not that you shouldn't learn Torah, or not that you should, you know, only pay attention to tzitzis. My point is that Torah, Talmud Torah, Kineg Kula, no question about it. In fact, I hope we'll get to it, but a little bit of a project I have for this year is to incorporate in different ways to have Rebbeim and Mashgichim address why do we spend so much time dedicated to Talmud Torah? Like, why should that be a linchpin and a cornerstone in my life, not just here, but outside afterwards? And I think we need to talk about that more. It's a little bit of a project to have. So, Mirtz Hashem, that's top. So, Talmud Torah Kineg Kula. But to understand that it's not just Talmud Torah. It's about all your opportunities to do mitzvot, which you're going to get zillions of them throughout the day, and to appreciate those as much spiritual experiences and as important to your life as is the learning you do in the base medrash, right? And so it's not like I was in the base medrash, that was my time for Yiddishkeit, and then I left the base medrash, and now like I'm doing something else. You're not doing something else, you're you. And you're being an Oved Hashem. And you're gonna, and you can find different things that you like and that you enjoy, and that you'll do l'shem shamayim, and that'll be very important. So that's number one. Number two, very quickly, the Mishnah, Perkei Avos, says, Vavi zohir b'mitzvah kala kibachamura. A person should be very careful with a light mitzvah, just like a heavier mitzvah. Right, because you don't really know what the scarfal mitzvah is. So Rabbeinu Yonah points out, we're not going to do inside, but Rabbeinu points out, he says, why is that? Why don't we know the schar mitzvah? Why can't I get the point system? You know, so I can, like, make sure I get the most points. Cyrenius says that is exactly the point, right? If I knew the rating scale for mitzvos, so then I focus only certain mitzvos. And he gives a mashal, and he's not the only one. Rashi, I think, brings down the mashal also. The mashal is you have a king, and he has an orchard, and he hires, you know, attendants to manage the orchard, and they get paid. You know, it could be they would get paid based on, you know, the amount of, you know, in terms of levels of fruit or levels of crops, you know, the most expensive crops will net them the most salary, and the less ones, the less kosher ones, will get them less salary, right? So if he did that, if that was the system he set up, he'd be sure, you'd be sure, that all the workers would go and rush to make sure they tend to the more lucrative crops. But at the end of the day, let's say the lucrative crop is wheat, but the king also wants apples. No one planted apples for him. Why? Because, like, his crops, you know, it's corn. Everything's about corn today, you know? So let's all do corn. But we still need apples, we need pears, and we need grapes, and we need all these other things, or our life is not full. So the answer is, you're right, there's some that have more schar and some that have less schar. But if Hashem told us what the schar for each mitzvah is, then we'd only do ones, we wouldn't do the others, and again, we'd be missing in the shlemus. So again, mitzvahs as a whole, you can't neglect any of them. They're all so important. And all the mitzvahs you get to do throughout the day, making brachos and davening, they're all just incredible, incredible opportunities to be an Oved Hashem. And then the final thing, says Rabbeinu Yonah, which he quotes, B'Shem Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's the last three lines. I don't know who Rabbeinu HaKadosh is. I asked a few other people. They also weren't sure who he's referring to. But the last three lines, he says, Aval Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Zechonu L'Vavah, Hitlik B'Dvarah, he said something incredible. He said something very strong. You don't know the schar for any individual mitzvah. You can't understand how great every individual mitzvah is. Even a mitzvah that we might think, it's a minor mitzvah. It's not such a big deal. The schar is beyond anything we can possibly imagine. The schar for every individual thing. You know, you said good morning to someone, you brightened up their day. Like, what big deal? It was two seconds, right? That guy said, we cannot imagine how precious that is to our Baruch Hu. Go up to Omar MS, and he's going to say, remember you said hi to that person? Okay? So again, we can't, because from our perspective, maybe this Chomer and Kal, we think this is big, this is not big. Hashem thinks they're all incredibly precious. So therefore, there's nothing that can be neglected. We can't neglect any of them. Okay, moving along. So that's number one. Number one is broadening our just perspective on Avodas Hashem beyond just intense Torah learning. There's so much more to it. I'm going to skip to the next piece. The Sfas Emes. That's on the flip side of the page. We don't have enough time for the Sfas Emes, but not going to go into that, unfortunately. But just notice that the Sfas Emes, when you have time on your own, he just talks about that, you know, that Torah learning, the Torah learning is really lamala. Lamala menatzel. Torah learning, there's an aspect. There's a pnimus to Torah learning that's just beyond this world. It's beyond this world, right? But mitzvos are in this world. Mitzvos are all actions. They're physical actions and activities we have to do in this world. Like the Machlai Shari said to Moshe Rabbeinu in Gomer Shabbos, when he went up there to heavens, and they said, what are you doing up here? You can't have the Torah. And Hashem said to him, Moshe, answer him. Moshe said, mitzvos. Torah talks about mitzvos. Mitzvos are in this world. There's a pnimis to Torah that's beyond this world. Mitzvahs in this world. And this world is a lowly world, maybe. It says to us, MS, the whole point is Hashem wants us in this world, this lowly world, doing our mitzvahs and raising it up. So mitzvahs are so important. Torah, lamala, lamala min hashamayim, lamala from everything. But mitzvahs is the way we engage this world and we raise the Kedusha level up in this world. Okay, I want to discuss a little about divirishos. So what did we discuss so far? We talked about doing mitzvahs, broadening our avodas Hashem, but within the context of mitzvahs. Right? I have a whole 613 mitzvos I can engage in, and we have all, right? Some are mitzvos to say, some mitzvos lo sa say. What about the birshos? It's not a mitzvah, it's not an aveira. Like, what do we think about that? So says the Rambam, if you got up to it when you learn Chavrus, the Rambam says in Hilchos Deos, Sarach ha'ad mishir chavin dibo v'chom asav kulam deidos Hashem baruch hu b'vad. A person has to kind of, right, they have to attune themselves for all the things that they do in life, that it should be for Hashem. Keitzad, kishiyisav yitein, right, when a person does business, o yasam alach litoschar, and he wants to make a salary. Lo yebelu v'lekvot mamon bilvad, it shouldn't be only to increase his riches. El yasad devarim ha'elu kadeh shehimtza devarim shaguf zorach lem ma'achilu shesiyah v'yeshivas bayis v'nesiyas isha v'chosh yochav yishteh, right? He should have in mind that I'm making money in order to buy and acquire and attain the things that I need for my guf, so that I can live in this world, right? And those things that I need in this world is not just for my personal pleasure. And ultimately, my guf should be sustained in order that I can then focus on knowing God, learning God, learning about God, learning His Torah, serving God, right? So everything is a chain. It all leads up to I'm working, but it's not just about making money so I can enjoy myself. It's about making money so that I can sustain myself, and therefore I can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is called Divrei Rishus. So working, maybe it's a Divrei Rishus. You know, taking a nap, Divrei Rishus. Playing basketball, Divrei Rishus. You know, getting a snack, Divrei Rishus. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a mitzvah Torah, it's get a snack. Right? So it's not necessary to get a snack, as long as you have a bracha. Right? Good, get a snack. Take a nap, right? Do all these things. So says the Rambam, that's fine. It's not in the Torah. It's divrei rishus, but your mindset should be, okay, but I'm doing it in order to further my abilities to then serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a beautiful mindset. In fact, it's not just the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch passes that way in Reish Lamed Aleph. Nachum, the same kind of language. You don't have to read through all of it. He says the same thing. You should have libo l'shamayim in order to do, right? And this comes from Chol Drachei De'ehu. You should know Hashem in all your ways. So everything that we do, everything we're engaged in, should be focused on serving ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know, by doing that, we raise up our existence. We raise up this world, we raise up our existence. The famous Rashi you're all familiar with, the Rashi says that the women donated their, right, their maros sobos, their mirrors, their copper mirrors to the Mishkan. And at first, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know, should I take these things? Right? Because what do they use them for? They use them to stare in the mirror and make themselves all beautiful and stuff like that. It's all the Yitzhara. It's all the Yitzhara. So Kosh Baruch says, no, I appreciate those more than anything else. Why? Because they beautify themselves up to sustain the Jewish nation. It's L'shem Shemayim, right? So that in Mitzrayim, as a slave, feeling beaten down and broken and destroyed, right? And having no interest going on, their wives saw hope, and we can build this nation, and we should have a new generation. And so that's why they did it. So all L'shem Mitzah, Kosh Baruch says, great, I want it in the Mishkan. I want it in the Kiyur. It's something very holy to me. And so that, again, creates this mindset, okay, we have mitzvos, we have avers, we have to avoid. Now we have divrei rishus. Divrei rishus are wonderful, because if you do l'shem shamayim, you've just elevated to something so special to Hashem, Hashem loves it. And so we brought kedusha to all the divrei rishus that we do in our lives, and there's a lot of divrei rishus, right? You could argue maybe all my classes I'm going to take in the afternoon, divrei rishus, I want to take them, I need to take them, right? But it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, so it's all divrei rishus. But if I can bring Kedusha to it, if I bring the right perspective, I do the Shem Shemayim. Okay. But I want to end up, and I think that's true. That's perfectly legitimate. I want to end off with just a rough hutner that kind of turns this on its head. Kind of turns everything on its head, and it's just a beautiful mindset. And it's amazing. Rav Hutner says the following. So based on what we've described so far, I think it would be very legitimate for me to say the following. Okay? That if I were prioritizing, or you know how they had the food pyramids? Ever familiar with food pyramids? When I was a kid, in all cereal boxes, they had to print the food pyramid, which said, you know, here you have to have veggies this amount here, you have to have your carbs here. So there's a food pyramid. It's a chain of priorities. So if I had a pyramid, I would say the bottom level, the most, the bulk of my avodas Hashem, Torah, mitzvos. That's what Hashem, right, actually commanded us to do. And then built on top of that is your divrei rishus. You know? So if you bring holiness, divrei rishus is okay. If you do it, it's not a problem. It's okay. No one's going to look bad at you. And if you bring holiness to it, you do l'shem. Oh, beautiful. Icing on the cake. Good. That's one way of looking at it. Says Rav Hutner, just the opposite. Just the opposite. That's not it at all. Rav Hutner describes so beautifully, if you have time, Pachad Yitzchak, right? Number 44, Pesach, Mem Dalet. He says the following. See, I'd like to read some of the side because it's so beautiful. Okay, so the paragraph on the right hand side. Chovas asiyas kol amasim l'shem shamayim. You should do everything l'shem shamayim, right? Yonekasi mishlilash ha'shetach ha'cholak bein tichum ha'tuma v'tichum ha'kedusha. That idea of l'shem shamayim, doing everything l'shem shamayim, really comes from the space between tuma and kedusha. Kedusha representing mitzvos. Tumah representing Averos. Says Rav Hutner, that space in between, it's either Tumah or Kedusha. So that you're supposed to do L'shem Shemayim. What's that about? Says Rav Bodner, do I have a shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A shibud to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means I have obligations. Hashem demands certain things of me. I have to fulfill my obligations. Once I fulfill my obligations, I'm good. And then, one way of looking at it, and then you have your Divrei Rishos, so go do what you want. I fulfilled my obligations, I checked off my boxes, I fulfilled my shibud, and now we're good. And there are things that I want to take care of for myself, and I told them I'm not beautiful. Says Rav Bodner, is that not it at all? Is that space between Rishos and Tumah, are you supposed to view yourself as an Eved Hashem? An Eved Hashem. That's a totally different thing. What's an Eved Hashem? An Eved has no free space, right? An Eved is always on, right? Even if the master hasn't asked the Eved to do anything right now, I didn't give him any jobs, but he's on. Beck and call. It's like the fireman who's ready to respond at any second. A fireman's never off, right? These police guys, these fire guys, they're never off. You know, I may be off duty, but I'm going to respond. There's an emergency, something's happening, I'm there. That's in my nature. There's a fire, I'll say, oh, you know, I'm off duty. Someone else will get the fire, I'm heading home. They would never, they would pull over and jump right in there. Off-duty cops would do the same thing. And Eved Hashem feels a responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu always, always. Says Rav Hutner powerfully, that's what happened, the second paragraph, the left-hand side, go to the top one. Hari Shechoku ben HaKabalos. We have something called Kabalos Ol Melchus Shamayim. That's the first paragraph of Kriya Shema. And we have Kabalos Ol Mitzvos. That's the second paragraph of Kriya Shema. B'kol Achas Kabalos Malchus Vashniya Kabalos Gzeros. Vayim Mishnah Reish Perek Shani Debrachos. It says that. U'perish HaDvarim Hu. What that means is Ki B'chtei She'eved Ya'as HaRotzon Rabo. For an Eved to do the will of his master, Bar Kocho Shnei Dvarim Yuktamu Lal Asiyah Zu. Two prerequisites have to happen for an Eved to do the will of his master. Number one, Kinias Adon Osol Eved. The master has to acquire this person as an Eved. I have to be the property of the Eved, so of the master, so to speak. V'adas Ritzono Shalad Labdo. And then the second piece is I have to know what my master wants. So says Rav Hutner, that's our relation to Hashem. When Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, He acquired us as his avodah. We became in the rishus of Hashem, rishus eved ki yad rabo. Our hands are just extension of HaKadosh Baruch. And then Kabbalah's mitzvos was at Har Sinai. Then Hashem said, here's what I want you to do. But they're not, you know, they're not separate. They're fused. And so even when I don't know what Hashem wants me to do, I'm still his eved, right? Even when Hashem didn't tell me exactly what to do, now I'm still his eved. I'm not in my own rishus. Says Rav Hutner, divrei rishus is a little bit of a misnomer. It doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah, it's not a vera, do what you want. But there's no such thing as do what you want. We left Mitzrayim, we became avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so therefore, divrei harishus is so telling of who a person really is, beyond his mitzvahs and beyond his Torah. Because the divrei harishus, the things that are not mitzvah or not avera, really symbolize how I view myself and my role in this world. Do I view myself as an autonomous person that has certain obligations that he has to like kind of take care of, and I take care of them, and then I'm on my own? Or do I review myself as a shaliach of Hashem, a messenger of God in this world, doing his will? And if you view yourself that way, then divrei rishus is never your own thing. Divrei rishus is all about, how do I serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You hear? The divrei rishus is then the groundwork. It's not Torah, mitzvahs, divrei rishus on top of that. It's the opposite. Divrei rishus is the foundation. Your Torah mitzvahs are built on top of that. Right? When your Torah mitzvahs are born out of a mindset that I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then your Torah mitzvahs are very significant and meaningful. And when they're not, when they're just a box to check off, they're less significant. And so your divrei rishus are more telling than sometimes your Torah mitzvahs. How do I conduct myself when it's not prescribed right in the Torah? How do I conduct myself when no one's told me how to do? What do I think about it then? If then I still see myself as a shalich of Hashem, this is amazing, then everything I do, I'm going to bring Kedusha to it, right? I'm going to figure out, what does Hashem want from me at this moment? It becomes a whole different way of looking at, like, all the extra stuff in life, so to speak. It's not extra, kind of like, it kind of symbolizes what you really believe in your heart of hearts and where your head is at and how you view things, how you approach things. I'll just end off with one last vort. The Apir Yom. The Apir Yom is a beautiful sefer. It's written by Rav Shlomo Gansri. That's the Mechaber for the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? The Apir Yom says a beautiful idea. We know that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Mem, The Gemara says, when we go to Olam Emes, when we die, we go up to Hashem. So first they're going to ask us, Hashem, the Bezin is going to ask us about our learning Torah. Did you learn Torah? And then it's going to ask, you know, did we engage in our business practices properly? And the Gemara Shabbos says, wait a second, no, when we go up to Shemayim. The Hashem is going to ask us, did you engage in your business practices properly? And then it's going to ask about Torah. So Tosa says, which one is it? Well, the Gemara is contradicting itself. So Tosa's answer is, you look there in Gemara Kiddushin, Tosa's answer says, no, really, Hashem asks you about first about your business, and then about Torah. But you get schar for your Torah first, and only afterwards for your business. So Tosa says, okay. So there, one's referring to the schar, one's referring to the actual question. So says that Pir Yon, all the Mefarshim ask, like, well, wait a second. If that's the case, so why don't we reverse the order of the questions? Right? Forgetting the schar for the Torah first and ask the Torah first. That seems to be like a highlight. And then we'll ask about your business practices, meaning all the other stuff, everything else. So I think based on what we described, and if you read that Pir Yon's answer, it fits in perfect with this. I think the answer is so beautiful. The answer is, yeah, Torah, you can't compare to Torah. Talmud Torah, Kenai Kulam, we'll discuss more of that in Mirsa Hashem of the year. Can't compare to Torah. But Torah becomes significant on the background of Nasasa Nasata Be'amuna. How did you deal with all the other stuff in life? Your business, your yashras. How were you in your classes? Were you yashar? Were you paying? Did you treat your teachers with respect? Did you try to cut corners? Did you chas v'shalom plagiarize? Did you cheat? Or were you doing everything according to halacha? According to making Kiddush Hashem? That's that question. What was your Kiddush Hashem like? If your Kiddush Hashem, if all the other stuff in life was great, then we know your Torah is great. And you're going to get amazing schar for that Torah. So they ask about the business practice first as a symbol of everything else, all the Dibrei Rishos. What was your mindset? Are you Shaliach Hashem? If you are, then I'm going to pile on all that schar for your Torah, your mitzvahs, and all the other Dvarim that are Torah mitzvahs. Right? But we need to know the background. We need to know the mindset. I think it's just so beautiful. Okay, so I want to wish everyone a tremendous amount of hatzlacha. You're going to have a lot of great Torah learning, and hopefully the quality of your learning is going to be superior and phenomenal, beyond what you've done before, because you're building. And the Rebbeim have so much to give over. But you also have a lot of other things to do here. Clubs, and outside interests, and your classes, and your homework. And if you do that all with a mindset, this is all part of Avodas Hashem. It's not like my life is bifurcated, and it's not a steer. There's no steer here. It's a steer if I make it a steer. But if I see it all as Divrei Shus, and the Divrei Mitzvah is all part of serving Hashem, so then it all makes a lot of sense. I want to wish you a lot of hatzlacha. If I can be helpful, please let me know anytime. And anyone who needs help with shear placement and not sure what to do, come up.